Amen. But I'm so glad tonight that I got born again. I got saved the same way this woman got saved.
That's right.
You got saved the same way this woman got saved. You say, preacher, how'd she do it? She just heard about this man named Jesus,
right,
what he could do for her, and she just believed he'd do what he said he'd do.
That's right. Amen.
That's all there is to it. She heard the gospel, she believed it, and she got saved by the good grace of God.
Amen.
And here's what we'll look at tonight. In this passage of John 4, we get to see a description of a woman freshly saved.
Yeah.
We get to see a picture of faith fresh out of the womb of grace.
Yeah.
We get to see a woman that her faith has not had time yet to become jaded.
Yeah.
It's not had time yet to become tired through the trials and the testings of life. Her faith has not yet become tarnished by sin in her life. Her faith is pure. It's brand new. We have the opportunity to see faith as what it's supposed to be.
Amen.
Many Christians in our world today, you know what they've done? We've lost the luster of faith. Our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, their faith has been weakened. Our faith has been destabilized. Our faith has been diluted and undermined by trials, testings, temptation, sin, burdens, problem, and our faith has become diluted because of everything that we've got to go through tonight. But what I want to do tonight is preach a very, very simple thought about what our faith is supposed to be. And I want to preach on this thought. Getting back to the basics. Getting back to the basics. I told you it's going to be simple. I'm going to tell you what your faith is supposed to be tonight, all right? From the very beginning to the very end of our life. It's very simple. I want to give you three things about her faith. Because what we see about getting back to the basics is she had pure faith.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do tonight. I probably won't preach very long. I just want to try to encourage you, try to help you, try to edify you, and try to challenge you is what I want to do tonight.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get real rough. I might not even get real loud. I might not get real wild. I'm just going to try to honor the Lord, all right?
Go ahead,
I didn't make any promises. But that's probably what's going to happen tonight.
Go ahead, preacher.
But I want to try to encourage you, but also challenge you to ask yourself this question. Does my faith reflect what pure faith is?
Hmm.
You know as well as I do, you live in this world. Good night, friend.
Yeah.
It is easy to, like I said a second ago, to lose the luster.
Yeah.
To lose the shine.
Sure.
To lose the attractiveness and the allurement of how beautiful faith can be.
Yeah.
But faith is a beautiful faith.
Amen.
Faith is overcomplicated.
Yeah.
I want to show you tonight, number one, her pure faith, her faith was simple faith. Her faith was simple faith. A simple faith. I'm amazed tonight as I read the Bible about how many people in that day did not believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, we're 2,000 years removed from the life of Jesus on this earth. And so today, I can almost understand how people don't believe it. I don't understand. I said I can almost understand how people don't believe in it, because faith is not an easy thing. It's the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen.
Right.
Faith doesn't make sense to the natural mind. Faith doesn't add up. The numbers are going to not be there when it comes to faith.
Right.
Faith is not over. It's not complicated. It's simply trusting in God. That's all it is.
Right.
And you see, in that day, it blows my mind that people didn't believe in Jesus.
Right.
In fact, the Bible says in John chapter number 1, he was in the world and the world knew him not.
Yeah.
Verse number 11 said he came into his own and his own received him not.
Amen.
He came to them. He demonstrated to them. He demonstrated his power to them. He proved his worth by signs and miracles.
Right.
He had perfectly fulfilled all the prophecies of the Messiah, and yet they still did not believe in him.
Right.
They rejected him. But here you come to John 4. And you come and see a woman of disgrace and dishonor.
Yeah.
She was a wicked woman. And you see this woman, she was a hated child of the hated race of the Samaritans.
Yeah.
See, this woman was. She wasn't really fit to sit in the high circles of religion in that day.
Right.
She's an outcast. She's an outsider. That's who she is. But she hears the word of God. She believes the word of God.
Yeah.
And she gets saved.
What about that? Amen.
I want you to hear me. That's it. She hears the word of God. believes it and she gets saved. You say, preacher, it can't be that simple. Well, I'm sorry to burst your bubble. It is that simple. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. She heard the word of God. She believed the word of God, and she got saved.
That's right.
You know what?
Amen.
When I was 17 years old, I heard the word of God. I believed the word of God, and God saved me.
Amen.
That's what it was. You know what I love about John chapter number 4 with this one? I'm talking about her faith was simple. Don't complicate the night. Don't stop analyzing it in your mind.
Right. Amen.
Just trust the word of God. You see,
yeah.
In John chapter number 4, there was no miracles that took place.
Yeah.
Now, there was a miracle of salvation, but let me just surpass that for a second.
Yeah.
There wasn't no miracles in John 4 of this passage. There was no water that was turned to wine.
Right.
There was no demons that was cast out.
Yep.
There was no multitudes that were fed with just a few fish and a little bit of bread.
Yep.
There was nobody that walked on the water. There was nobody raised from a physical death. There was no mystical spiritual appearance or experience. She simply hears the word of God.
Yep.
She simply believes the word of God, and she gets saved.
Amen. That's right.
Our world has become they've become so dramatic.
Yeah.
Right.
We've become so charismatic in our world,
yeah,
and so dramatic in our world,
yeah,
that it just can't be that simple, preacher.
Come on, preacher.
It just can't be that simple. Well, I'm just going to be honest with you. It's that simple.
Yep, amen.
You may be here tonight. Now, I don't know. We're on a Wednesday night, and we had wind today that was 175 miles an hour out here. Did y'all know that? Blew me over twice. I've lost so much weight that it blew me over in that parking lot. Praise God. That was a lot. I got a long way to go for that. But here we are on a Wednesday night. Revival. You ain't got to be here.
Yeah.
But you've chosen to set out this night.
Right.
Away from everybody else. And you come here.
Yeah.
And so this may not apply to you, but maybe it does. You might be here tonight and you are very confused in your mind.
Yeah.
About salvation. You're very confused tonight about eternity. You're very confused tonight about, is this thing really real? Is that preacher crazy or is he telling me the truth? Let me tell you something tonight. Don't overcomplicate.
Right.
It's so simple.
Yep.
Listen to me. It is so simple.
That's good, preacher.
Hear the word of God. Believe the word of God. And be born again.
Amen. That's right.
Let me tell you how simple it is. Y'all with me? I'm just minding the Lord.
Go ahead, preacher.
I'm going to get to some good applicable stuff in a second,
yeah,
for you. But let me just help you. The Bible said, for there is none righteous. No, not one.
Amen.
The Bible said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Yeah.
The Bible said, for the wages of sin is death.
Yeah.
The Bible said, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Yeah.
The Bible said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead,
yep,
thou shalt be saved.
Right.
The Bible said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
You say, preacher, what in the world are you talking about? Here's how simple it is. The Bible said that there ain't nobody worthy to go to heaven.
Right.
You know why? Because we've all done wrong.
Yep.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Amen.
The Bible said that because of your sin, because of your wrong, because of your wrongdoings, you deserve to go to a place called hell. That's
right.
The penalty. That's what you deserve. That's the price of your sin.
Amen.
But I got good news.
Come on, preacher.
On the hill called Calvary, 2,000 years ago, God climbed up Calvary's hill, shed all of his blood for you,
amen,
and died in your place.
Preach,
and what
preacher.
The Bible said is, if you'll realize that you're a sinner, if you'll realize that Jesus died for you, if you realize that you don't have to go to hell, all you've got to do is realize that he did it for me.
Yep.
And if I'll just put my faith in him, if I'll just look up and say, God, I'm a sinner. God, I don't want to go to hell. God, I heard your word. God, I believe your word.
Amen.
Oh, God saved me. He'll do it.
Amen. That's right. Preach. That's good.
That's how simple it is.
Yes. Amen.
I just enjoyed my own preaching.
Yeah. Amen. It's good.
Because that's how simple this thing
right.
is.
Right.
That's it. I can't lay it out any more clear than that.
That's right.
Because faith is not complicated.
Right.
Faith is simple.
Yeah.
We complicate faith.
Yeah.
We make it hard to understand.
Amen.
The Bible said you're a sinner. The Bible said, believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
That's right.
The first step of her faith was to understand that it was simple faith. Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Now, It's that type of faith that saves you. I'm talking about Matthew chapter 18. I was reading it before I left the house over a minute ago. And fellows looked at Jesus in Matthew chapter number 18. And they asked him, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? You know what Jesus looked at him there? In Matthew 18, you can go read it in a while if you don't believe me. I'm telling the truth. He brought a little child up to him.
Yeah.
And showed him. He said that, and Jesus said, if you'll believe as a child believes, that's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah. Amen.
I didn't really understand that when I was younger.
Yeah.
I didn't understand it, but then I had children. And I began to understand what Jesus was talking about.
Yeah.
You see, we know what a child doesn't have, most of them, at that young age. They don't understand what pride is yet.
Right.
They don't understand what religion is yet.
Right.
They don't understand about pretense and pride.
Yeah.
They don't understand that. You know what little kids are? They're honest.
Yeah, they are.
They're honest.
Yeah.
They're open. They got no secrets, son.
Right.
They'll tell you what's on their mind.
Amen.
Good and bad. Stuff that you don't want them to tell others.
Yeah.
They gonna tell them.
Right.
That's why you need to watch your mouth around your youngins, because they're an open book.
Yeah.
You know what a child does? You know what my children do? They just take me at my word.
Yeah.
My little kids, 7, 5, 3, that's what my youngins are. Stair steps and they're all mean as a devil. I'm just kidding. They're a blessing. You know what my children do if I get to that in that room, their room tonight? And I begin to tell them anything. I could tell them a story tonight. I could tell them. Now, Israel's getting old enough. She's learned how to question things.
Yeah.
But Zeke's still that age that he believes everything I say.
Yeah.
I could tell them tonight that a bedtime story. And I could start beginning to tell them about it. When I was 19 years old, I climbed up the side of the Empire State Building with no cords, no safety net. And I climbed all the way to the top. And I jumped off. And I did 17 backflips on the way down that fall. And I landed on my feet. And I said, howdy do, partner. You know what they would do? You know what he would do? He'd say, man, that's awesome. You got to do that again. You know what he'd do? He'd believe every word I told him.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus was saying in Matthew 18.
Right. Yeah.
Whatever it says, believe it.
Amen.
That's good.
That's what simple faith is. That's what childlike faith is.
You're right.
If it says it, believe it.
Yeah.
Don't question it. That's simple faith, y'all.
Yeah.
That's all it is to it.
Yeah.
Don't analyze it.
Yeah.
You can study it, but don't ever study it in question.
Right.
Hunter, if it says it, it's right.
Right.
Now, if it says it's wrong, it's wrong. If it says it's right, it's right. Can I give you some good advice? If it don't say anything about it, you keep your mouth shut. Because if it didn't say anything about it, I don't need to say anything about it.
Right.
That's where most of the preachers in our world are going wrong.
Yeah. Amen.
It drives me crazy. They want to, son, I ain't going to go there.
Go ahead, preacher.
It drives me crazy.
Go ahead.
But if the Bible's right, it's right.
That's right.
If the Bible's wrong, it's wrong.
Yeah.
It is that simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And I could go through some lists. Yeah, man. I could. Hey. There ain't one positive thing about alcohol in the Bible.
Right. Amen.
It's wrong.
Yep.
Why? Because the Bible says it's wrong.
Right.
Amen. There ain't one positive thing about certain things.
Yeah.
And that means it's wrong.
Yeah.
I can keep on going, but here's the point. It's simple.
Yeah.
If he said it, believe it.
Amen.
He said you're a sinner. Now, that's not hard to believe.
Yeah.
But believe it. He said he was a Savior. That's right.
Amen.
He died for you.
Yep.
He got up on the third day.
Right.
He's living in heaven tonight on the right hand of the throne making intercession for us.
Right. Amen.
Believe it.
Yeah.
Simple faith. Don't complicate it. So you see this woman, she heard the word of God. She believed the word of God. She got saved. Real faith. Pure faith. It's simple faith. Show you number two. Not only is her faith simple faith, but I'll say tonight that her faith is sincere faith.
Yeah.
I'll show you what I mean by that. She meets Jesus. She believes in her heart that he is the Messiah. And then she forgets everything but him.
Mm.
I'll show you. Look at verse number 28. We've already read it. And the woman then left her water pot and went on away and to the city and saith unto them. Said what? She leaves the water pot and heads back into the city. This man who moments before this moment, who just seconds before this moment in time, who had been absolutely nothing to this woman, is now the sole focus of her thoughts and her actions. Before this moment, she didn't even know this man. She didn't know anything about Jesus. And after she believes his word, he is everything about her. He is everything she thinks about. It's all of her actions is reflecting upon what he did for her.
Right.
Sounds a whole lot like you and I, don't we?
Amen.
Don't it sound like me and you, man? One moment, the Lord Jesus Christ, some holy, distant man who died on a cross. That's what he is to us. But when faith is exercised in him, he instantly, he instantly becomes a personal friend.
Right.
And the absolute focus and center of our being.
Yeah.
Amen. His salvation is absolutely amazing. You say, why? Because it brings about such an instantaneous depth of change. Mm-hmm. The moment I got saved, Brother Wayne, everything changed.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm sitting in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17. We can quote it, can't we? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
Yeah.
All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Yeah.
When she got born again, her life turned upside down.
Right.
For the better, let me add.
Yep.
I got to think about that some time ago. Her water pot, verse number 28, it says she left her water pot. She dropped it. You know what that water pot represents tonight? It represents the old life.
Yeah. Amen.
It represents the old life because when she met Jesus, she left. Oh, yeah. Look right here.
Yeah.
When she met Jesus, what she had going on was gone at that point.
Right.
And the only thing that mattered was the man standing in front of her.
Amen. That's right.
When I got born again, all that was going on in my life for him, really all of it just faded away.
Yeah.
And he became the center.
Amen.
He became the focus. He became the center of everything. Now that's not to say you can't go back and get that old life.
Yeah.
And bring it back into your life right now.
Yeah.
But pure faith is sincere faith that in the fact that if you're got your faith right in the Lord, old things are passed away.
Yeah.
Lord, all things have become new.
Yeah.
I like this story. I think it works. I was watching some years ago. Well, I've watched it all my life, but I was watching some I Love Lucy a couple years ago. Anybody remember I Love Lucy?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. They don't make shows like that anymore. I mean, it's sometimes annoying. She gets on my nerves sometimes, but it's great. It's amazing. I was watching it. It's one of the first episodes they made. Y'all remember when she was reading that book in her room? What was her husband's name? Anybody remember?
Ricky.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I just make sure y'all wait. Oh, Ricky. And she's in her room and she's reading a book. And he walked, he's so loud. Ricky was so loud. He was not my favorite character on the show, but he was, that's who he was, all right? He played that character right. He walked into their bedroom while she was sitting in her chair reading that book. Anybody remember what I'm about? Anybody remember this episode? And he walked in and scared her half to death. And she had the window open beside her. And she's a spaz anyway. And she, and throws the book, and the book goes flying out the window. Y'all remember that episode? Yeah. Well, that's at the very beginning of that episode. At the end of that episode, she's back in the same chair in her bedroom, reading the same book that she went out and got it dried off. And Ricky comes into that bedroom again. And she walks in, he walks in and scares her again. And she goes crazy and throws the book out the window again. But this time she had something fixed about the situation. She had tied a rope to that book the next time. And she pulled that rope back. Y'all know what I'm talking about. She pulled that book back in with that rope. And some of us, that's how we got our old life.
Yeah.
So we got our own rope.
Yeah.
And that when, while everything in our life's okay and everything's fine, we have left our water pot.
Yeah.
We have left that old life behind. But as soon as trouble or as soon as heartache,
come on,
or as soon as problems come into our life, so we grab a hold of that rope and we start pulling that old life back to us again.
Right.
You know what sincere faith is? Sincere faith is when Jesus becomes the sole focus of your life.
Yeah.
And you leave all those things that you used to do
preach,
behind you.
Yep. Amen.
That's what sincere faith is. Total change.
Yeah.
Nothing the same. Everything new.
Right. Oh, yes. Amen.
All things are passed away. That's sincere faith.
Yeah.
That's the process of it. I told you a minute ago, you need to make sure you got the right type of faith tonight.
Amen.
Because it's simple.
Right.
But it's sincere. That's what pure faith is. Everything changes. Some of us is dabbling with things that we used to before we got born again.
Come on, preacher.
And our faith has lost the luster.
Yeah.
It's lost the shine. Because we're pulling that old life back into our life again.
Preach, preacher.
You need to let go of that.
Yeah.
You need to get it out of there. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I ain't got a clue what it is. Maybe it's listening to music you ain't supposed to be listening to.
Come on,
it's
preacher.
Got filth in it. Maybe it's drinking a little bit that you ain't supposed to be drinking.
Preach,
maybe it's
preacher.
Smoking something you ain't supposed to be smoking.
Amen. Preach, preacher.
Y'all with me? Said, preacher, you really didn't just say that on in a Baptist church on Wednesday night. I know you didn't just talk about smoking a little juju weed. Yeah, I did.
Preach, preacher.
It'd blow your mind how many Baptist, independent, fundamental Baptist church members drink alcohol.
Yeah.
It'd Amen. Blow your mind how many independent, fundamental Baptist church members has got stuff in their cabinets and ain't supposed to be there.
Right, preacher.
If you want the touch of God on your life, if you want peace in your heart, you got to get some of that stuff out there.
Yeah.
Yes. Pure faith is sincere. There's a change that will take place.
Right.
Not only do you see her pure faith, her faith was simple faith. Her faith was sincere faith. Let me show you this last part. This is good. This is what will help you right here. Her faith was simple. Her faith was sincere. Number three, her faith was sharing faith. Mm. Because in this verses, you begin to see where she believed what he said. She was changed, but that's not where it stopped. She went to where she was from, and she began to tell those in her town about this man named Jesus. After she gets saved, the first thing this woman wants to do is to go tell somebody else about what he did. And she ran back to town. Let me say this. She ran back to the crowd who knew her best. Listen to me. She didn't go back to the people that didn't know her. She went back to where she is from, where everybody knew who she was and what she's done. Not only did she tell them about him, she invited them to come see a man.
Amen.
She said, he's still out there? Hey. And what he did for me, he can do for you. Oh, yes, friend. And it must have been done some good, too. Because if you keep on reading, several of these men believed because of her witness. Several of these
right.
men believed because of her testimony.
Yep.
Others came to know Jesus because of this woman's invitation.
Yeah.
I believe this because of this woman, that whole city was turned around.
Amen.
I believe that. You see, this woman had the kind of testimony we like to parade around.
Yeah.
God totally changed her life.
Yeah.
We like to show it off. And I understand that. She had one of those spectacular testimonies where
yeah.
God took somebody from the guttermost and saved them to the uttermost.
Amen. Amen. Sure.
Totally changed her life. Well, the Lord took one of the vital citizens of that city and changed her life.
Yeah.
But can I just take a time out and, you know, kind of preach a little parenthetical for a second?
Sure.
You don't have to get to the bottom for God to save your life.
Yeah.
And to give you an amazing testimony.
Right.
You don't have to wallow in the hog pen to know how good it feels to be clean.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
What I'm saying tonight is if you are saved, you have a testimony.
That's right.
As long as you can say, I've met him.
Yeah.
I know him. I met him personally. And he changed my life. And what he did for me, he can do for you. He can use you.
Yeah. Amen.
When I was a boy, I'm talking about sharing our testimony. You know what? Some people talk about they ain't got no testimony. That's a lie.
Come on, preacher.
I don't know if you're telling yourself that lie or you just believe dummies too long.
Yeah.
But that's not true. If you're saved tonight, you got testimony.
Yeah.
And that testimony ain't supposed to stay up and hold up in your soul tonight.
Right.
It's supposed to get out.
Yep.
And
Amen.
Don't let somebody else know that testimony.
Yeah. Amen.
It's so easy to witness.
See, yeah.
What's a witness? A witness just tells what they've seen.
Yeah. Amen.
You go to court and you got an eyewitness.
Yeah.
You just go testify about what you've seen.
Right.
You say, what? Well, you just go tell somebody about what you've seen the Lord do.
Amen, preacher.
So when I was a boy, son, I struggled with this. I got saved out of a preacher's home. I got saved when I was 17.
Yeah.
I never did anything dumb that you would say. Yeah. I never drank alcohol.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it tastes like.
Yeah.
That's just my story, okay? You got your testimony, I got mine.
Yeah.
I'm preaching right now, so you just got to hear mine.
Yeah, right.
You can tell me yours later. That's my testimony. I ain't never smoked nothing.
Yeah.
I ain't never done that. I ain't never shot nothing in my veins.
Yeah.
That's just my testimony.
Right.
And I struggle with that.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't this massive change that you could see. In fact, I've said it here before. If you'd have seen me the week before I got saved and the week after I got saved, you probably wouldn't have been able to see a big change in me.
Right.
You may not have been able to see it. Son, there's a big change on the inside of my soul.
Amen.
And what happened when I got born again, when God made that change in my life, it got so big that I couldn't keep it in.
Right. Amen.
I had to go tell somebody about what Jesus did for me. Yeah, man.
That's good preaching.
I had to go tell somebody about what the devil had planned for me. God totally changed it around.
Right.
Yeah, man. Yeah, there's just something about meeting him that'll make you want to go tell somebody.
Amen, preacher.
Hard to keep it to yourself. I'm convinced tonight that if you've been saved a long time, I'm convinced that the most of the Christians don't spend much time with the Lord. You say, preacher, why is that? Because they don't ever talk about it.
Yeah. Amen.
Our conversations are filled with so many different things, and it's very rarely the Lord.
Come on, preacher.
Oh, we'll talk about what we did last week. We'll talk about that big old bass that we drug out of the water last week.
Come on, preacher.
And I'll talk about it too, son. I love it.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that 300-yard drive I hit last week.
Come on.
Yeah, man. And I followed up with a chunky chip. Yeah, man. We'll talk about all that good stuff. But when's the last time you had a conversation with somebody, not in church, but at work somewhere, about the Lord?
Yeah.
Amen. I'm talking about pure faith is a sharing faith. Amen. When's the last time that you told somebody and you didn't say anything about what you did last week, but you opened it and, man, you should have been at church yesterday.
Come on, preacher. Amen. That's good.
Son, you should have heard my preacher preach yesterday. Son, he was on fire. Right.
Come on, preacher.
Yeah, man. That's sharing faith.
Amen.
Where's your faith at tonight? You may be here tonight, and you don't have any faith. Mm. Then the first step is that simple faith.
Yeah.
And when you get that simple faith, and you just simply hear the Word of God, and then believe the Word of God, that'll turn into sincere faith.
Yeah.
He'll begin to change you, won't
he? Amen.
He'll begin to change your desires. He'll begin to change what you want to do every day. He'll begin to change your actions.
Amen. Amen.
He'll change it from inside to out.
Yeah.
Then when you get all the way, that simple faith, you get born again. That sincere faith, he starts to begin to change it. Then you'll get to that sharing faith that you just can't keep it inside of you.
Right.
You
Amen.
You have to go tell somebody.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to say this. Oh, and it's early. Praise the Lord, son. Hey, 7:55. I'm almost done. I'm going to say this. This woman went to the crowd. I said it a minute ago. She went to the crowd that knew her best.
Yeah.
He said, preacher, why is that important? Because if anybody was going to be able to see the change that took place in this woman's life, it would have been them.
That's right. Amen.
Here's what I believe tonight. I believe this crowd she went back to, I believe she went there and told them, and she had a better chance of winning them to God than the Apostle Peter, or the disciple Peter did.
Yeah.
Why? Because they knew her before.
Right.
And they're going to be able to see God, what God's doing in her life.
Amen.
There's some people in this world that I'll never be able to reach. In fact, we're talking about it today over at Tabernacle.
Yeah.
There's some people in this world, because of my testimony, I've never drank alcohol, I've never smoked anything, I've never done that. There's some folks that my testimony is not going to really relate to.
Right.
Because they have done certain things.
Yeah.
And they have lived a life different than what I was raised in.
Yeah.
Now, that ain't my fault or their fault. It's just where we are.
Right.
But guess what? Those of y'all,
yeah.
Those of y'all that God made such an instantaneous depth of change.
Right.
Those of y'all that God saved you from a life of sin and a life of a drunkenness and a life of all this sin that God just changed everything about you.
Right.
There's going to be people that you can reach.
Amen.
That I can't reach.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to be able to reach people that you're probably not going to be able to connect with.
Yeah.
But God needs us all.
That's right.
Amen. I said, God needs us all.
Preach, preach.
And this woman, she didn't go to the religious crowd because
right.
they wouldn't have listened to her.
Right.
But she went to that crowd that knew her best.
Amen.
I may not help you, but son, that's pretty good.
Preach, preacher.
You know what y'all do tonight? Y'all pray this right here. God, would you give me a burden to go back to that crowd that knew me before?
Come on.
That's good.
And let me witness to them.
Yeah.
What I've seen God do in my life.
Come on, preacher.
Because that was what her pure faith led her to do.
Yeah.
And that's what our faith will lead us to do.
Yeah.
So here's my question tonight. Where is your faith? Brother Hunter, are you playing on the piano? Thank you, brother. Let me ask you. Where's your faith tonight? There's those three stages. And there's more I could preach, but that's all God said preach.
Yeah.
Some of us here tonight are right here. The first step. It's simple. Don't complicate it. We all have sinned. But Jesus paid the price. Just hear it. Believe it. Simple thing. Get saved. Don't wait another day. Start that journey of faith today. But preacher, it don't all make sense to me yet. Preacher, it's too complicated. I don't understand. Don't complicate it. The first step is simple. You are a sinner. Jesus died for you. Believe on the word of God.
Amen.
Some of us here tonight may be in this second stage. This sincere change. This sincere faith. You know what you need to do? Drop the water pot tonight.
Yeah.
Get real about this thing.
Amen.
Let that old life go away. Push it away. Totally surrender yourself to the Word of God and the Lord of our, the Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
Totally focused. Let Him be the focus of our being. Sincere faith. And then if you've gotten this part, and you've gotten this part, somebody needs to go tell somebody else. Somebody needs to go witness.
Amen.
Somebody needs to go share the gospel. Somebody needs to go tell Wilson, North Carolina, that there's a Savior. Somebody needs to go tell all these little towns around us that Jesus saves. That He saved them. That He changed their life. Somebody's got to go share it with them.
Amen.
Where's your faith tonight? I saw him standing around with his heads bowed.